And a good Saturday morning to you. It's 7:45. That means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. I hope you had a good week.
I had a great week, Denny. I hope you did as well.
Yes, didn't travel too many places like
indeed.
A lot of us folks. But
today I might touch on picnic wines. Now,
Perfect.
Wine is basically different than, say, wine for a barbecue. Barbecues are a wonderful activity in that, but the style and flavors in a barbecue call for totally different wines than a picnic does. And in my opinion, our weather lately has just been perfect picnic weather, and whether your favorite picnic spot is sitting in a meadow or alongside a brook or in a public park, or for that matter in your very own backyard, picnics are about food, company, and, of course, a good wine to pair with all of that. Now, you've got to remember, I think, that on a picnic, you generally are eating foods that are cold or at room temperature, and you don't have hot food on most picnics. Think potato salad, cold fried chicken, cheese, some bread, some your favorite lunch meat, if you will, some fresh bread, fruit, etc. So what are the best picnic wines? Well, I recommend you think cool, crisp, and rosé wines, and we'll talk about what pairs with what. But when you think about it, one of the other things you want to do is travelability, and that is the food's got to survive the time it takes to get to the picnic. Now, if it's in your backyard, that's not a problem. But you don't want to be lugging around ice and everything. Those freezer slipovers for wine are a great thing. There's a little sleeve that you keep in the refrigerator, and you freeze it, and you put it on the outside of a bottle of wine, and it'll keep that wine cold for 2 or 3 hours. They really are nice. You can buy those at any place where they sell picnic equipment, etc. But you want to think, say, for white wines, you want a crisp, delicious white wine that will balance well with almost any kind of food. Some that come to mind are Pinot Grigio, Fumé Blanc, Mâcon from France, etc. And but let's talk for a moment about wines fit for a picnic. Today, rosés are so very, very popular. And, you know, they run in colors from almost red to a pale onion skin that's almost white. And it depends what you're after in the way of flavor. Of course, the most popular in the world are the rosés from Provence, France. They make a lot of rosé there, and a lot of it's very good. And best of all, it's very affordable rosé. Some of it will go up over $20. Some of it is even $100 a bottle. I think Whispering Angel, that is made by my buddy Sasha Lachine, their high-end one goes for over $100. But you certainly don't want a $100 bottle of wine at a picnic. A red, white, or rosé. Picnics are casual, easy affairs, and the wine should be casual and easy. Translate that into inexpensive as well. So if you're having, say, a rosé picnic, something you want to go with kind of spicy food or cold salmon or a salad, why not have a rosé? Another good wine besides Provence comes to mind is from Bordeaux, and that's my favorite. You've heard me talk about it. Milange, A Thousand Angels is the name. The fellow that owns owned, past tense, Every Kiss Begins with K, sold his company for a lot of money and indulged his wife, bought her a Bordeaux chateau, and they named it, because it was a former convent, A Thousand Angels. And they make a rosé that is absolutely top-notch. Delicious, nice, crisp acidity, a good balance, etc., would be very, very good with smoked salmon. Another one is Motto in Provence. It comes in a wine bottle with a glass stopper that can be reused as a carafe, a handy extra plus. And, of course, anything from Provence is wonderful to have with that. How about a red to have? And red goes so well with, say, a salad. It's not too heavy. And I always pick Beaujolais for a picnic. It's just a thing. You don't want any of the Grand Crus, the Morgans, the Moulin Avants, the Saint Amours, etc., Beaujolais. But just a good, well-made Beaujolais will go just about perfectly with any nice, crisp salad. And, excuse me, again, don't be embarrassed about serving that Beaujolais ice cold. Those freezer sleeves can go right on the outside of a bottle of Beaujolais. And, boy, I'll tell you, Beaujolais with some good cheese and crusty bread, you're really living with that. And some wonderful charcutier, it'd be great. How about Sauvignon Blanc for your picnic? That's great with seafood or chicken salad. And some of the ones that come to mind is Tobias from California. Tobias is Rick Foreman. He makes a Cabernet that's world famous, and he also makes Chardonnay that's pretty good, too. But Rick Foreman is one of the great, all-time great winemakers from Napa Valley. And his son, Toby, produces this Tobias Sauvignon Blanc from California. It is absolutely delicious. In fact, I think might be the best Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc I've ever had. Then, not to forget, our old friend Silver Beach from New Zealand is a wonderful, crisp, New Zealand-style Sauvignon Blanc that is just delicious. And, of course, it's very handy because it has a screw top, and so you don't need to worry about lugging along a corkscrew or losing the corkscrew. That Sauvignon Blanc is wonderful. And, of course, if you're feeling terribly extravagant, maybe Cloudy Bay Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand by many people. In fact, the Louis Vuitton people who pride themselves on handling only top quality merchandise, they own Chateau Yquem too, bought Cloudy Bay because they thought it was the very best vineyard in all of New Zealand. There's a lot of people that would agree with that. It's a little more expensive, but it's worth trying, I think, because Cloudy Bay is a little more complex than your average New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. We probably should not overlook canned wines. While it's certainly not my favorite, who can deny the ease of having a canned wine? And some of them actually are not bad. They're very drinkable, and, you know, at a picnic you aren't sipping the wine and analyzing and, you know, evaluating, etc. You're just quaffing wine, and you enjoy it, and that's the best way to have wine. Excuse me. And these canned wines are really becoming more and more popular all the time. Be careful, you know, there is a half bottle of wine in that can of wine. And some people think, well, I only had three cans of wine. Well, that means you had a bottle and a half. So you have to be careful. They are deceiving. Most of them are very quaffable, easy to drink, etc. But it's also easy to have just one too many of those. So be careful of that. What about a refreshing Pinot Grigio with, say, fresh vegetables? You're just going to bring out a big basket of fresh vegetables and perhaps your favorite yogurt dip or some hummus to dip them in, etc. What would be good with that? Well, in my opinion, Pinot Grigio from Italy just is an absolute must call for if you're having crisp vegetables. La Gondola, the gondola, is a Pinot Grigio that's one of my favorites. Pinot Grigios, you know, aren't very complex. They're very simple, straightforward wine that are easy to quaff and real easy to like. And so get a bottle of that La Gondola Pinot Grigio if you're having a big basket of crudités or vegetables to have at your picnic. How about just serving sandwiches at the picnic? Well, then maybe a nice, inexpensive California Chardonnay would be in order. Serve that chilled. And, you know, again, Beaujolais is awfully good, in my opinion, with sandwiches. But some of those Chardonnays really are a delight with a sandwich. For example, Lockwood Chardonnay is a great value. And interestingly enough, there's good varietal characteristics, but they don't overdo it. And best of all, it's inexpensive. And then there's another one called Hats Off. Hats Off, if you like Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, you're going to love Hats Off Chardonnay. Hats Off Chardonnay, in my opinion, is a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay with a master's degree. It's just one step up. It's about the same price, and it's a wonderful wine. Hats off Chardonnay. You want to try it. It's really good, and if you try it with, say, a ham sandwich on a picnic, you're going to be absolutely overjoyed. And speaking of ham, if you're going to have ham, why don't you have Dr. Tonish's Riesling with it? Rieslings go in and out of favor, but believe me, if you're having any kind of smoked meat or fish, say you like smoked trout and you're going to have some smoked trout at your picnic, take a bottle of that Dr. Tonish Riesling. It's around $12 a bottle, but boy, I'll tell you, Tonish owns the estate Bernkasteler Doctor, which is the most famous estate in all of the Mosel. And the wines are good, and they're expensive, and they should be. The quality is enormous. But he makes this simple little Riesling, and it's inexpensive. Like I say, it's about $12 a bottle. And if you're having smoked trout or smoked salmon, why not try Tonish's Riesling? You'll be absolutely delighted. Say you're invited to a potluck picnic. There you can bring almost anything. I like Provenza Pinot Noir. It's absolutely refreshing, good fruit, nice balance, delicious Pinot Noir. And another one is Hitch Pinot Noir, just like the hitch on your car. Very simple name, easy to remember. And then maybe try something different from Spain, a Tempranillo. No one that knows much about them, they're always good. They're very accessible. You know, Tempranillo is one of those grape types that was, kind of tossed by the wayside, considered Spanish plunk. And it was. But the Spaniards, like the rest of the world, caught up with stainless steel fermentation tanks and modern winemaking skills, etc. And their Tempranillo is an absolute delicious light wine to have with a potluck picnic. And El Jamon is one, El Jamon, is a Tempranillo that you'll like, and it, again, will not break the bank. It's got a delicious aftertaste, and I would like to bring that to a potluck picnic because most people don't know about Tempranillo. It'd be an educational experience for everybody, probably yourself included, but I think you'd find it absolutely delicious. Suppose you're going to have a cheese board, and that's all at the picnic. How about Bernard Cote de Rhone? I mean, let's not forget these Cote de Rhones. They're marvelous. They're inexpensive. There's a lot of them. It's pretty hard to find a bad one. But Bernard is a particularly good one and will not break the bank. It is absolutely delicious. And if you'd prefer white wine with your cheese, how about Mud Pie Chardonnay? It always cracks me up, the name Mud Pie. But it's a good quality Chardonnay, and I think people would like it. And let's not forget, you can bring to your picnic screw caps. That Gearbox Chardonnay is another good one, and it comes with a screw cap. And I think it's one of the best Chardonnays for the money I've ever had. And our old favorite, Silver Beach, is another screw cap from New Zealand that is just terrific. And then, of course, maybe you're invited to a real deluxe picnic and you want to bring some sparkling wine. That would be the great Boyau Brut and Boyau Rosé are two sparkling wines. They're made in Burgundy, not in Champagne, but they taste quite a bit like a Champagne. They're under $20. And, of course, you can't really find any champagne today for under $40, practically, real champagne. And so it's delicious French sparkling wine, and it's priced right. And let's not forget Cavatino Prosecco and also Cavatino Prosecco Rosé. Very, very nice wines to have. But I think you get the idea. These kind of picnic wines are light, easy, stuff you want to enjoy, not dwell over, and you can get them all at Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault. Haskell's Maple Grove store is just unbelievable, 22,000 square feet. Downtown Minneapolis, they have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget the folks at Haskell's do deliver. And you can find these recommendations on our website at Haskell's.com. But come in and see us and enjoy a picnic on these nice days of summer.
beautiful. All right, Jack, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.